The Gospel according to St. Matthew. When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain, and after he sat down, his disciples came to him. Then he began to speak and taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven, for in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you." The Gospel of the Lord. Several years ago, there was a popular song called "Don't Worry, Be Happy." It had a Jamaican-like refrain that became a cultural catchphrase in the United States. Don't worry, be happy. Well, today, for me, is a happy day. It's my birthday. Now, I don't expect to hear "Don't worry, be happy" being sung, but I'll hear a different happy song. And to make this day even happier, it's the birthday of my collie, Sienna, whom I rescued and adopted last July. And so it's our first birthday together. What a happy day. And to make the day more complete, it's also my godson's birthday. And liturgically, today is also the feast day of St. Ephrem, a deacon and doctor of the church. Now, I was always kind of disappointed that my birthday didn't have what I considered a major saint's feast day. My brother Jim was actually born on the Feast of St. James, and my sister on Assumption. So why couldn't I get something exciting like St. Cecilia, since I'm a musician, or St. Catherine of Siena, another lay Dominican like myself? But then I started to read about St. Ephrem. St. Ephrem is especially well-known and well-revered in the Eastern and Orthodox churches, particularly the Syriac churches. He was a theologian in the 4th century who wrote numerous hymns. Hey, a musician! His hymns were often instructional in nature. Wow! He preached through his music, his poetry, and prose. And some writers and musicologists suggest that his hymns would have had a common refrain repeated after each stanza. Now, the melodic lines have been lost to history, and all that remains is the exquisite poetry. And I wonder what St. Ephrem would have thought about the catchy refrain of "Don't worry, be happy," because that refrain, that thought of it, is really echoed in our gospel today. It's all about being happy, really happy, and how to accomplish that. Jesus had gathered his friends around him to teach them what we now call the Beatitudes. And each verse begins with, "Blessed are they." Some translations even have, "Happy are they." And what this means is, happy are they who are like this. But how many really happy people do you know? Now, I don't mean the rich and famous and beautiful, those who seem to have all the things we think will make us happy, forget all that. I mean really happy, satisfied, content women, men, or children. How many do you know who really believe that life is good and who help us to feel the same way? That just being with them lifts our hearts and spirits. They're fun people. They make you feel that this life of ours is really worth the effort. When we see them coming, we just brighten up. Well, how many people do you know like that? I bet your list isn't too terribly long either. Really happy people seem to be rare. That's probably why we value them so much. They keep alive in us the hope that someday we might be like that. So who are these people who make us feel so special? They're humble. These people don't walk around with their noses up in the air trying to impress others with their importance. People who do that are, they're only pretending to be something they're not. But being humble means knowing who we really are and who God really is. And all that we have and are and hope to be comes from God alone. That's being real. That's being a person who depends only on God. We need help, don't we? We need help, and we know it. How ridiculous it would be to pretend otherwise. And another thing I've noticed about happy people is that they're very tender-hearted, very caring. They feel with you and for you. They feel not only their own pain, but yours too. Being happy, it doesn't mean that you don't have a care in the world. Blessed and happy are those who mourn and are merciful, for they will receive comfort and kindness themselves. People like that feel a satisfaction and contentment that money just can't buy. Now, recently, Rabbi Harold Kushner wrote a book entitled, When All You've Ever Wanted Isn't Enough. A good thought, I think, for our world today. We often think that money and the stuff it brings us will make us happy. And then when we have it, it's never enough. Rabbi Kushner says, our souls are not hungry for fame, comfort, wealth, or power. Those rewards create almost as many problems as they solve. Our souls are hungry for meaning, for the sense that we have figured out how to love so that our lives matter. That's only what God can do for us. God blesses those with hearts that are pure. Happy people try their best to heal broken or hurting relationships. They forgive. They patch up differences. They make up with their friends, their spouses, their siblings. They try to forget the hurts and don't let them continue to fester. God blesses. God makes happy those who make peace. So according to Jesus, at least, and I suggest he's a pretty good one to listen to. These Beatitudes tell us how to live the good life, how to be happy. And no one has ever come up with a better plan. And these simple, so very simple verses tell us that we can find a way to be happy, even in tough times, through sorrow and loss, through hunger and thirst, when everything goes wrong, and when we fail miserably. Even those times when we feel small and ordinary, when life is just a boring, monotonous routine, even when other people treat us badly, neglect and hurt us. How can that be? simply, although it's anything but simple, simply by trusting God, as in our psalm, as Elijah trusted, by trusting God and not worrying about any of the rest. Don't worry. Be happy. Don't worry. Be happy. Because when you worry, how can you be happy? Think about it for a moment. Think about all the things that each one of us worries about and gets so concerned about. There are even people who worry when they have nothing to worry about. Now, I have to admit, I'm guilty of that from time to time, and maybe you are as well. We can neglect the many good things that are present in our lives, but fret about the bad. And so we struggle then to learn to depend on God, to be truly humble, to be satisfied with what we have, to be truly healing women and men. Trust in God. Believe that God does indeed love you, love us, and that we walk with God. Don't worry. Be happy. Perhaps that's a refrain worthy of St. Ephraim's feast day. Don't worry. Be happy.